Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wake Up Hollywood with Nikki Kawula and Eddie Pence, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, Wake Up Hollywood. How are you, Los Angeles and the world? I got a special co-host in the room who was a former guest.
That's true.
He's crossed the line into I'm a badass co-host, Mr. Brian Patton, a.k.a. the sexy vegan. Say hello.
Thank you very much. Hello, hello. Thank you very much. For
I thought I'd give you a monkey.
Why am I even here? That monkey's did a great job. Yes, thank you for it's a pleasure to be co-hosting and an honor. I had a great time last time when I was here talking about my cookbook.
So how's your cookbook doing?
Oh, great. Yes, the sexy vegan cookbook. Oh, that was the first one. The sexy vegan cookbook.
The second one's the appetizers.
The second one is Happy Hour at Home. I'm glad you remember because I forgot. The sexy vegan's Happy Hour at Home was that book. That's why I was here last time, and we had a good time.
So are you ready for the third and fourth and fifth cookbooks?
I'm ramping up. I'm compiling recipes for a third book now. So that's a slow process when you're chasing around a toddler.
And how old is your toddler? He's almost one and a half?
He's one and a half now.
Look at that. I'm on
You're on it, yeah.
Dude, Facebook, giving me the peek into people's
that's
lives.
That's right, yeah. So, yeah, he's a year and a half. He poops and runs around. He makes noises like that. That's when I squeeze him. He does that.
He's not there yet.
No, not
there. But he will be.
He likes to throw things down the toilet that shouldn't go there. But when I'm on the toilet, he likes to try to throw things down it somehow. He's very fascinated with
Are you getting good at burping him?
No, but I'll take lessons from you because it doesn't sound like that. It doesn't sound like that when I do it, so maybe I'm doing something wrong.
You might be doing it wrong.
I might be doing
just
it wrong.
The guy with no kids.
Right.
I only have a bulldog, and that's how I built
it. You have a maternal instinct, shall we say.
It's innate, Brian.
Yes, it's innate.
So I haven't seen you in a while. What have you been up to for the last couple months? Apparently, you told me that it's been 6 months since I saw you.
Yes, you thought it was 2 months.
I thought it was 2 months because
I guess this is 6 months.
This is what I see. I see this. Yeah. I see a couple studios, and then I see a computer and a phone.
Right.
That's basically my life.
Right. Well, I've been, we have a drought now. Are you aware of this?
I am aware of that.
Yeah. So we're getting our yard redone.
Wow.
Drought-tolerant plants.
Like succulents?
Succulents.
Cacti?
Cacti, yes, we have.
You were
going
to say cactuses.
No.
Yes, you are. I know you are.
I'm an author. I know.
That's true. Okay.
So that's been ruling my life basically for the past couple months, just getting that project done.
But you must know like a lot about succulents, more than you thought you'd ever
would. I am the succulent master at this point. So it's just quite a process. But it's interesting. And look, we're an LA-based show, and this is something people should know, is that LADWP gives you a rebate if you convert your lawn from grass.
Really?
To drought-tolerant plants and stuff.
So you're taking out all the grass?
Taking out all the grass, front and backyard.
And then what are you putting?
We're putting in the front yard is going to be plants and a couple trees and just various California native plants. And then
Trees need water.
Yes, but not as much.
Yeah,
grass, true. It's not. I know this is might be boring, but
this is fascinating.
It's fascinating because
it's true.
So it's a great way to because if you look at your water bill, if you have a house,
yes,
like 70% of your water bill goes
sprinklers.
To irrigation.
Yeah.
It's insanely stupid. So we knew that we were doing this project, so we just stopped watering our lawn because we thought, okay, well, why are we watering this if we know we're tearing it up?
I'm still listening.
I set myself up for that. And actually, I didn't think it was a guy yawning at first, to be honest. So I wasn't sure what kind of reaction you were having to my lawn story. Oh, yeah, I like that. So anyway, yes, you can get a rebate from LADWP. Go on their website, blah, blah, blah.
Saving the water.
You have to save water. You have to save water.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to walk around these succulents? Or, like, your front yard is going to be – your dog's going to be walking on succulents?
Well, we have a backyard. No, we have a backyard.
Okay.
Look, I only got a chance to talk about the front yard. Now we have to go to the backyard. Okay. How much more time do we have for this?
We got a lot of time.
Okay, look, just real quick. There's a different type of grass. That's a drought-tolerant grass. And we put it in the backyard so that the dogs and the kid can walk around on it. And it's good grass for the thing. For the backyard, for drought-tolerant stuff. So, drought-tolerant thing is the way to go. Also, if I have to say a little bit of an aside, being vegan is a great way to save everybody water because, you know, the consumption of animal products costs us far more water than the consumption of plant products.
Actually, I'm giving you a yawn, but I do agree. That is a good thing.
Thank you.
I'll get on it sooner or later. I did try it, and I did enjoy it.
Yes.
So I'll get back on
it. And what happened?
Well, I went to New Orleans, and there's not very many vegetarian options.
Not a bad excuse.
Just made me go, wow, this fish and this chicken is really good.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Man, let me have some more of that steak.
But now you're back here, so you don't have to eat that.
Yeah,
you
can, of course.
Look how
that's
we
true.
Got,
that's
we got
true.
The farmer's markets here. We got so much fresh produce coming out of our a-holes. And
you're saving one of these guys.
I'm saving. I've saved at least 12 of those in the last 8 years.
And maybe one of these.
I've saved at least 10.
10.
At least 10. Yeah, they're all in my backyard, my new backyard.
That's a magical thing.
It is.
And I've used my quota of sound effects.
Wow! Thank God. I'm so happy.
I'm just kidding. Well, yeah. I actually went to Coachella, so I was in the. I was submerged in music and kind of hippie treats.
Yeah.
And a lot of vegetarian options
A lot of vegan options over the last couple of years.
And
of
a lot of
I haven't been able to go because I have this thing running around.
Of course.
I have to chase.
Well, what was the last time you went to a music festival?
No, I went to Coachella 3 years ago.
Because Muse was playing.
No, it was after that one. It was...
Who was the headliner?
Who was the headliner? Oh. I know the Yeah Yeah Yeahs played,
Maybe it was Paul McCartney?
No, it wasn't that year.
Was it...
Come on, we're close.
Oh, man. It's Muse.
Kings of Leon?
Kings of Leon. Okay,
were they a headliner?
Yeah, they were a headliner.
I did not like them.
Yeah, they're all right. They peaked with that first record, but...
Yeah.
I got to tell you, AC/DC...
I'm so jealous.
Holy
really?
Shit. I mean, I went there like, okay, the real reason I wanted to go is to see AC/DC.
Right.
And I knew I was never going to get another chance to see them.
Mm-hmm.
But in my mind, you know, I'd seen Chuck Berry.
Sure.
The guy was playing the wrong key a lot of the times. Like, you know, because... And one of their members couldn't make it to the stage because he had dementia.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So that's how old they are.
Yeah, that's pretty old.
And, man, did they put on one of the most kick-ass rock and roll shows I've ever seen. Angus Young, literally, I'm not joking or exaggerating, literally did an 18-minute guitar solo. Kicked everybody off the stage.
Was he doing his... Skipping
at all of his antics
for all 18 minutes?
They played for over 2.5 hours.
Wow.
He did that all the shtick through the whole thing, and then at the very end of his guitar solo, he got on the floor on the ground and was doing the running. The running spin. I couldn't believe it. I was like, man, he's like double my age, and I don't think I could do that.
That's
right
crazy.
Now.
Yeah, this is something for you
to aspire to. Oh,
absolutely.
They were amazing. Yeah. The cool thing was seeing Steely Dan at Coachella
because
I never would have imagined seeing them.
Right, right.
Jack White was. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. He was by far one of the best performances I've seen. A really fun thing that wasn't on the Coachella bill, but the Heineken House had Sir Mix-a-Lot rapping. So I saw...
Did he just do
I
one,
Like Big
like,
Butts. No, no, he did a 30-minute
like
set.
Half-hour
Dude, I gotta tell you.
I
gotta
like
tell
Big
you.
And I kinda
he had a 30-minute set, and it was awesome,
what
first
are his
of all.
Other songs about?
He had one song called The Doopty that was about a car, and it was great, I gotta tell you. And he had another song that was just about like thug life, but like you know, like what
thug
he would spend,
life.
Like what he would spend his
like
money on, like
guy?
If he was, yeah, like I mean, he's not a thug, but that
right,
was the joke,
right? Right.
And then He did his big hit. He talked a lot, and right. also he played about five,
was it rapping,
six songs.
Talking pretty much.
Yeah,
yeah, he did talk.
Well, he rapped. He talked. He rapped. He talked. But I got to tell you, he put on a great show.
Wow, interesting.
And then there was a really great DJ called Hot Dub Time Machine, mm-hmm. which I thought was a clever name. And he did. He had this video projector, and he said, "I got 60 minutes of your time. We're gonna go back in time and do the last 60 years of music,
oh,
like
wow.
the best." Music
like
in the last 60,
a minute,
60
a year.
Years. He had Rage Against the Machine in there.
Awesome.
He had Nirvana. He had, you know, Bill Haley and the Comets, mm-hmm. Michael Jackson, Jackson 5. He had, you know, any music that you could think of, he had it. And it was just awesome to see the videos and just see, like, it was like literally watching 60 years fly by you.
That's
and I was like, man, I got to go see Jack White. I got to go see Jack White.
Right.
But I just couldn't take my eyes. I was like, what's he going to play for this year?
I mean, that's the thing about Coachella. You have to rigidly plan your day. Because
yes.
you have your map or your printout of the schedule, and like we
have
draw circles and you have arrows
that's very
and
true.
You're like, and then you have to make the tough decisions of two bands at the
that
same time.
That was the hard thing.
Playing.
That was the hard thing.
And
there were some bands you just have to, you're like, this is not gonna happen. It's too early,
right,
it's too hot,
right,
I'm in
right.
the pool,
yeah.
it's not gonna happen.
And then you look around and you see all the grass, and you're like, how much water are they using for this? Don't they have any drought-tolerant grass? Come on. I get
no,
it.
That was good. That was good.
Thank you.
That was good.
Our guests are
Well, wait, wait.
Our guests who are sitting outside, I assume, are laughing. I assume they're laughing outside. I thought I heard something coming.
I left early. I didn't see Drake. I didn't care to see Drake.
Oh, right, Drake. I'm like,
there were a couple acts on Sunday. The Sunday acts, I was like, I'd either see them or I
wouldn't know a
wasn't,
Drake song if
that's how I was, too. And
I
was like,
I
know it's going to be underwhelming. All the reviews said he was underwhelming.
I know, yeah.
But who else did I see that was awesome? I saw Hozier. He was okay.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask about him.
I saw Alt-J. They were not okay.
Not that great?
They were really disappointing.
Why? What was
it? It was just like,
I mean, do you like their albums?
I think they're okay. Uh-huh. And their live show was less than, you know, favorable than their records.
Hmm.
So to me, it's like that's you're either better than your records or you're not as good as your records. It's always just the way it is.
I mean, but, do they, what kind of, like
they had a great live show.
Obviously, right. Obviously, like AC/DC, they have a lot of stage energy. Like, those older rock bands, like,
they bring it.
They bring it. And, like, the newer guys, like,
they don't
like,
bring it.
Like, I saw, you know, Kings of Leon. Leon, who I saw there a couple years ago, they were so boring. The guy stood there in one place
and
sang.
Yep.
Same thing with the Black Keys. I'm like, I dig
I
their
can't
tunes.
Stand the Black Keys.
I dig their tunes. They're catchy when I
they're
hear them.
They're okay on record.
Yeah, okay.
But then live.
But I saw them live, and he just stood there. He's got no personality, no.
And they don't even play in time. Like, that's a big thing.
Yeah.
There's two people.
Uh-huh.
I've got seven or eight people in my band,
right.
and it's tight as shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They have two people, all, and they're playing on like the biggest stages with the biggest gear.
Right.
They don't play in time.
Yeah.
I've played two festivals with them, three maybe, and I've seen them five times. I've walked out of every performance, hoping to like them, and
right.
they just don't do it for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I was very bored by
Jack
them.
White was unbelievable, and the surprise for me was The Weeknd, who's like a new R&B singer. Kanye West sat in with him.
Mm.
Phenomenal music, phenomenal voice, phenomenal stage
awesome.
Presence. It was amazing. Anyways, I think our guests have arrived.
Oh, they've
Dire Docs. Correct?
Yes, correct. Hello.
How are you guys?
We're doing
dope.
Well.
Good.
Like, they're still catching
dope.
Their breath from
yeah.
laughing at my water joke,
right.
so just give them a chance.
Right.
I'm going to do that one. We were...
That was a good
he
one.
Was
I was
on.
Amused. It was good.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't even flush now. He's that much of a water conservationist. He just doesn't believe in it.
My roommate
if it's mellow, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, also leave it there.
You're not a very good poet.
Never said I was.
That's okay. So Dire Docs, where do you guys come from? How did you guys get into music? Ronnie is one of my former Rockstar 101 students.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
yes.
Anyways, tell us how... I know you're not from the United States.
I'm not.
So tell us where you're from, Ronnie, first.
Yes.
And then introduce your bandmate.
Okay. So, yes, my name is Ronnie. Actually, Ranvai, if you're going to say it right, but nobody does, which is why I go by Ronnie in America. I'm from Norway, and I moved to LA about 2.5 years ago now to...
You're asking him.
Yeah, something like
he's
that.
He's like, yes, that's correct.
Yes.
He came
actually,
here to,
2 years, 3 months, 4 days in an hour.
Yeah, that's how this works.
You came here to pursue your accounting career?
Yes, exactly.
That's what everybody comes here for.
That's what people come here like, for. Yeah, no, this duo kind of works where we like keep track of each other's lives, not so much our own.
That's good. Keep each other in check. That's
yeah,
what keeps the band together.
To,
right. So, yeah, Jesse and I met with, I started interning at the studio where he, at the time, was head engineer. And from there, I guess you can take over and tell them about your own life.
Oh, God. I mean, he's like, I'm a Leo.
Sorry, Scorpio?
Oh, okay, sorry, sorry.
Just real quick.
Yeah. Dude, you used to be better at picking them out.
Damn.
You're slipping.
No, I don't give off the vibe. Yeah. I give off a totally different.
Right.
No,
not a typical Scorpio.
I'm not. No, I'm an LA boy. I grew up in the area. Spent a lot of my time in South Pasadena.
That's where I'm from, man. I'm
really?
From Arcadia.
Okay, so yeah, so, around that same hood. South Pass yeah. of Dangerous. What up?
That's right.
Pass of Dangerous.
Whoa, sorry. Somebody in Pasadena got real pissed.
Yeah. No, every night before I go to bed. That's, you know.
Did you get into music in high school? Did you tell us how you got into music?
I mean, I've kind of always been, I mean, ever since very, very, very young, I sang pop songs in the car. But after,
I don't know if that counts. I mean, everybody listening is like, me too. I should be a musician.
We're soulmates.
Yeah. You're selling out the stick, man. This is that's how I relate.
That's all right.
Very, very general.
No, it counts. It does count. Yeah. I mean, you know, then
tell
you start
the story about your purple hair.
Oh, what, you got purple hair?
Okay, so I played in a lot of really bad pop punk bands in high school.
Okay,
so you know, I think everyone around our age kind of went through that phase.
The hair streak is mandatory, no? For punk
bands. Right. Yeah, really.
You need the shtick.
Yeah, so I dyed my hair blue-black, bleached part of it, and made that bleach part purple.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, I went in.
Did you wear spandex?
No.
Leather pants?
I did do some.
Did the carpet match the drapes?
Why won't you? I keep trying to get you to wear eyeliner for us. He like won't do it anymore. I don't know what that's about.
Dude,
I'm over that phase, and that's, you know, that's a
that's
week,
it.
That's a weekend thing.
It's like that's it.
It's a weekend
more.
Thing.
No mas. No mas.
So how did you meet each other and become a duo?
Didn't you just hear? She just said I was interning at the studio.
Yeah.
Some of us are paying attention.
That's what I heard. I was interning
Wake
at the
up,
studio.
Hollywood.
Okay.
What studio?
You're saved.
The studio. There's a studio involved. I don't know.
There is.
Okay, well.
So yeah, I've been working at the studio in Burbank for about 3 years.
Oh, our studio audience likes Burbank.
Wow. Yeah. Lots of studio audiences in Burbank.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's like the home of studio
audiences. Home, it is the studio
is
of studio audiences.
I just made that up too.
Oh, no, okay. That was good. You're right.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
At some point,
he's a big Ellen fan.
Huge.
I started working at the reception there, like interning, you could say. I mean, I wasn't really doing a lot of intern stuff. I mainly sat at the front desk there.
I did absolutely not.
So you come here.
At first.
So you come here and you're like, all right, I want to get into music. I guess I'll find any job at a studio, whether it's doing
getting coffee,
sitting, being in the environment,
just being around, basically. Being around,
waiting for your chance, which Jesse eventually gave me.
Dragged
me into a session.
I don't remember the exact distance. I think you might be lying, but
Ronnie walked in the door and he was like, "Wait a minute, I see an opportunidad over here."
When you do that, are you just like every time like you hear a door open, he's coming to the room, you start singing, but like not really, like just kind of humming. I'm sorry.
I was just singing in my car.
I didn't know you were in the room.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Just, you know, singing about dusting, singing about grabbing my
thinking
coffee.
About how much I love Craigslisting about the studio rates.
Awesome. That is awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, the first project that we did together was I knew she had some talent because she showed me some of her stuff at some point, and
talent. Thank you.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. I have to keep you grounded. I can't go saying that she's, you know, that great, or else she gets a big head.
Big head.
And then, yeah.
Those damn lead singers.
Oh, no. He does that job real well.
Yeah. I mean, if there's one thing
so
that I do well.
So it's a semi-abusive kind of, subtly abusive.
Both ways, yeah. We abuse each other.
All right, that's very healthy.
You must be in a band together.
Yeah, right. You're not friends until you insult each other on a daily basis. That's just kind of how it works.
I mean, that's our main mode of communication at this point.
Yeah.
Putting each other down.
Oh, wait till you go on the road, then you can start talking about contracts. That's the fun stuff.
Oh, good.
Have you done any traveling around playing, or just mostly?
Not. We're actually a relatively new thing. Oh. We only became official August.
Yeah.
This past August.
September. Yeah.
Weirdly enough.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
We were both
because we did some projects together for other people. Like we wrote some things and started. That's how it all began, really. Like, we
writing songs for other people.
Yes,
like, who do you write songs for?
Just, you know, just
clients that I had. A lot of what I did was producing for other people, and they're like, I want this song. I'm like, oh god, well, okay.
And I just figure out how to do it.
So this whole thing started when we got this deadline, because one of the songs that we did was getting placed in a movie. Shane Dawson movie, Not Cool, came out very briefly in theaters.
Yeah.
Briefly.
Who's Shane Dawson? Should I know him?
Shane Dawson is like a YouTube phenom.
It's a generational thing. YouTube stars.
I'm a YouTube phenom. Come on.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, Brian is a YouTube phenom. He is.
Really? How do I not know you?
Sexy.
I don't know.
See, that's how YouTube phenoms are. They're not as phenom.
I'm not really phenomenal.
Do you not know who I am?
Basically what I was saying, but all right.
Yeah. It's okay.
Right. I mean, I've been working with Shane for a while, and he was coming out with this movie, and he hit me up, and he said he needed some tracks sent him some stuff, and...
You were like, sure, that sounds great.
Let's see what I can do for you.
Yeah, almost exactly that, yes.
Yes, of course.
I mean, I didn't really think anything of it. Just kind of sent it to him out of courtesy. But then he picked one. So I hit her up immediately. I'm like, well, our song is going in a movie. So
let's do this. This is a great start.
Awesome. Yeah, yes. And then he suggested that we make a video to that song so that he can promote it, which... We did, and he did, and now it's, I don't know, upwards of...
Now it's a YouTube phenomenon.
Yeah.
Lead me to it.
not quite at Shane's level. Like, if Shane puts a video, it's got, like, a million views within the day. Like,
wow.
He's got a very loyal fan
base. What does he do? Just, like a vlog?
It's vloggy, kind of sketch comedy.
He does a lot of parody music videos. Okay. He writes lyrics to songs that have just come out, which is a lot of where Jesse's work. Like, he would reproduce the tracks for his parodies.
It was a lot of fun.
Interesting. It's a whole different mode of getting music and
entertainment
out there. It's crazy.
Exactly.
Huh. Well, that's like the new generation, I think. It's like, I don't want to go out for entertainment. Entertain me.
Right.
Entertain me in this chair now.
Yeah, I don't have to move all
just,
night.
Yes.
There's just stuff going on that it's like, you know, that like the younger kids, like 18, 19, 20, like I'll see like something trending on Twitter. I'm like, what the hell is this? And then it's somebody I never heard of who has 4 million followers and they, you know, they have some show that they do. And it's like there's a whole different they don't watch TV anymore. They watch
the computer.
YouTube phenoms. Yes.
Well,
we have just coined the term.
Let's be honest, TV in America is unbelievably frustrating with your commercial breaks every 45 seconds.
It's become that.
I
thought you meant the shows. I was like, wow, there's actually some good shows.
Yeah. No, there's some good shows, but who can sit and wait for that?
That's true.
They take an hour for a 25-minute show because of all the commercials. Like, people don't have the patience
for that
stuff.
Yeah, you don't get a lot.
Three letters, HBO.
That's right.
Yes.
Game of Thrones, that's all you need to know.
We're on it.
Nice.
We're so on it.
Dude. I'm all about that show.
Yeah. Don't spoil it. I fell asleep during the last episode.
Well, let's get to music. Dire Docs.
Dumbledore dies.
Damn it!
Did that happen in Harry Potter? Because I haven't seen all of those yet.
Spoiler alert.
I only saw the first Harry Potter movie. How dare you spoil it?
You just get one of those.
8 years
I know, but that's such a cultural... How?
I don't.
Or like...
Because he's too busy watching...
I do watch Star Wars a lot.
Oh, God,
All right, so Dire Docs, what are you going to play for us first?
Do you want to do Georgia Line?
Yeah, we'll do the song we were just talking about. The one that...
Here it comes, Dire Docs.
All right. Fall from your lips hasn't fallen out of time. The sky's never been so blue. This page never is wide. We'll run until we've broken in the shoes that carry with the wind and see that Georgia line. We'll take a moment to catch our breath with empty bottles and cigarettes and things we've left behind.
We'll talk of things we've left behind. Don't stop yet, my dear. We're almost out of sight. This road's never been so worn. Your eyes never as bright. We're chasing our own silhouettes, figures painted on sunsets. What else are we to do? Tomorrow will come once again to carry us away, but then I will follow you. Oh, I will follow you.
Love that number.
They did.
Very nice. So
yeah, that was awesome.
What was the inspiration behind the song?
Ask the big questions. Ask the big questions. No, I mean, it's really a song about just kind of finding someone that you care about, get along with, and just going and doing stuff.
Living life together, basically. The music video that we did was basically like a road trip type.
Well, that's cool.
It's just about finding someone who
compliments your life experience.
Yeah,
or, you know,
like
in
that.
Our case, someone you don't want to murder all the time.
That guy sounds creepy, doesn't he? Speaking of murder.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think there's a lot of merit to that, especially for, you know, too, like people in bands that have to go on the road together and spend like every second of the day. I mean, it's like
tough.
A marriage.
It's not an easy. It is a marriage.
You have to.
Marriage is really easy, by the way. It's really easy.
Yeah.
Your wife's like, really? You are going to get some brownie points.
And then you get a couple dogs. It gets easier. And then you get a kid. So much easier.
Yeah.
Then you remodel your lawn.
Oh, yeah.
It's the easiest
That's
thing.
Like, you can do that in your sleep.
I basically do sleep through most of it.
I think you just gave me, like, the entire guide to life.
I did. You didn't think
My earth
that.
Is shattered.
No. That was not what I was expecting when I came on the show.
Right. Write a song
I'm
about that, please.
Thank you.
Happening.
Right, like a how-to.
And we're clear.
Excuse me.
That was Brian. I was just kidding. No, it wasn't. I love the harmonies. Yeah. Really cool tune.
Excellent.
Very folky. Good vibe.
It's definitely
love
our
it.
Folkiest.
So what's the instrumentation in the band when you guys perform live?
Okay, so first of all, let me disclaim. That was the only song that we have that sounds like that at all.
Okay. All right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Everybody
Whoa.
That's listening, they're like, oh, I want 20 of those songs.
Yeah. Well,
I guess they only have one.
Like that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. We have a couple songs that are kind of like that. But
right. No, they're clicking on their shopping cart, and they're like, okay, remove shopping cart.
Literally,
I thought it was
everything.
I thought it was this, but
it was
now I'm removing
yeah,
this.
Yeah, it's false. Very false advertisement.
No, we've written other songs like this for licensing and stuff, because we do write things for...
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of short films and stuff, and we do write music that's like this for soundtracks and things like that, but for the band specifically.
Yeah, that kind of just...
It's hard to have like a musical vision collectively. It really, yes. Like, it's like, I want to do this. It should be pop punk. I kind of want to do, like, avant-garde artsy folk. Okay, let's mix it together.
Do you have similar influences? Like, do you guys enjoy the same types of music or grow up listening to the same types of music? I imagine you might be a little different since you're from Norway. I don't even know what kind of music
Norway. Had no idea about indie music before I moved here.
Interesting. So what kind of music would you listen to growing up?
You know, my inspiration... Yeah, Toto was huge for me. I saw them live so many... I was such a fangirl.
Wow.
Sam Porcaro is now one of my friends, so I went to their house, and I just fangirled so hard.
You're like, this is insane.
I had to tell Sam, like, okay, you need to let me be really uncool for, like, 10 minutes, and then I'm gonna be okay. But I had to, like, run around, like, oh, my God, all these platinum records, holy shit.
They're actually amazing.
I bet. Yeah. Yeah.
And then I calmed down, like, eventually. But, I freaked out. I love them. Like, they were such a huge part of my adolescence. And
she's European. Yeah. I'm just kidding. No, they were big here, too. I love them. I went and saw them live because I was like, I got to see this band at least once.
Yeah. And outside of that, like, I just do a lot of singer-songwriters. You know, like, I'm typical singer-songwriter influences. Joni Mitchell, Tori Amos, Carole King, Tracy Chapman. You know, all the...
Never heard of them.
All the
I'm kidding. I love them all. I love
Turn
them
on
all.
Coffee House on Sirius Radio. Yeah. You'll hear Tracy Chapman.
Did you just
four
promote
seconds.
Another radio station on the radio?
Did I? Oh, shoot, I did. Look, I'm a That's guest it. Host. I'm a guest host.
I'm just kidding.
Good,
I'm
Sounds like that. Home.
We'll let that slide. And but next your, time, I'm going big. All right.
How about your what kind of? How about your musical?
All right. Well, I mean, I grew up listening to. You know, R&B and stuff in the early 2000s, late 90s. Like, TLC, I was a huge fan of Destiny's
Crazy,
Child.
Sexy, Cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But no, I mean, recently I went through my whole pop punk phase where I listened to a lot of Blink-182, as you do in high school, I think.
Right.
Like you do.
I wouldn't have pegged you as a Destiny's Child fan, though.
No.
Like,
see,
I would have pegged her as a Destiny's Child fan, but I would not have been like, this guy loves Beyonce. He's all
not
about
me,
Bae.
Actually,
all
at
about
all.
Bae.
I was not.
No, they're good. That's like good.
Yeah, but it's like, it's a.
Yeah,
it's
what
a
are your thoughts on
thing.
Beyonce? Like, are you bitter? Are you bitter? Like that,
you know,
the band broke up and the other ones aren't as, like, you know, successful.
I was hurt at one point. Yeah. I was hurt, but now I'm just, you know, I'm indifferent.
You're over it.
I'm
okay.
Over it.
All right. I was just curious.
No.
I don't
Can
mean
name
any
all three?
Destiny's
Can
Child
you name
fans.
All three?
I probably could when I was 12.
Fail.
Like in two, does that count?
That's better.
The famous and then the second famous one.
So you were a Destiny's abandoned child.
Yeah.
It's the first time I've heard that. That's good.
That was good, yeah.
I'm here all night, y'all. I'm here all night. All right, so you guys did a record, right? Let's play something from your studio record. What are you going to play for us?
You want to do Black and White?
Yeah, let's throw on a Black and White. Actually, Black and White features a really good friend of mine. His name's Randy Vision, so I'm trying to...
Is that really his name?
No.
That's not his real name. That's his rap name.
I was like, wow, that's an amazing
that's
last
a cool
name.
Name. No, here's the thing. He has an awesome... I probably shouldn't say his real name. He'd get mad at me.
He's like, seriously, I'm going to slit his throat. And he's located at 9-4.
He does have a really cool real name, too, though.
But no, he's a really, really talented rapper, and we wrote this track. I'm like, hey, you want to get on that real quick?
All right, well, let's hear it. Dire Docs, here's track number 2. This is the studio.
Close the door. ends, lay down the grind like beef and pork and beef and pork and see the ore. Aw, damn, I forgot she from Singapore. So when she all up on the mic, it's a different chord.
Hey, it's gone from black and white to gray. I lost some things along the way.
Very nice. It's got a very Modest Mouse-ish kind of vibe. It's got a kind of like a Shins vibe.
That's like, I think that's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
No, it's cool. I like it. I really dig it. Very indie rock. Very indie rock.
Thank you. Yeah, that's more where we went with it. Yeah.
You're like, this needs to be indie rock. But you will save your Destiny's Child influence for your solo
record. Yeah,
don't you dare save your solo record.
I'm kidding. He's like, damn it, he's on to me. Must abort now.
Abort mission.
So what was the influence behind that song? And how long did it take for you to record it?
Well, that one, I actually, we did it in a day.
One whole day?
Yeah. Like
drums and everything. Did you play everything?
Yeah, I played the guitar, the bass, and I didn't play the drums, but I programmed the crap out of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just, so it's not
just
real
tapped
drums?
It out. Nope.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, there's no real drums on the record.
That's what a lot of people are doing now.
Is that
like
right?
It's so much easier to do it that way.
Drums
the
are usually a pain in the ass.
So
samples are so good.
Drums are, they're a pain in the ass.
I meant drummers.
Drummers can be a pain in the ass. It's true. It's all a pain in the ass.
See, I'm not in the industry, so I could just say what.
Oh,
I'm
you can just,
yeah.
I could just. My drummer's gonna text me and be like, "Dude, seriously, man, we've been working together forever. I have not been high.
I'm gonna get you kicked out of your own band.
Mutiny on the
I think
on
it's
the NK Bounty.
It's a universal truth. Yeah. Drummers are.
But I mean, that's like the trend too. Like I saw so many acts at Coachella. It was like very few acts actually had drummers.
Yeah,
or
I mean,
our band, you know.
The cool thing is, for performance purposes, we have a drummer.
Yeah. Right. But I do think that live drums adds a lot to a live set.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a lot you can do with electronic and with programming drums these days.
Right.
But, you know, live, I think there's a huge difference between having a drummer and just launching samples.
Yeah. I mean,
do you like performing live better or being in the studio? Where do you feel more comfortable?
I mean, I was in the studio for so long. I'm just with
this
project.
There was a lot
project.
Of pain in that side. Oh,
yeah, after the tortured artist thing going. You know, it's been until now. It's been so long since I performed live. It'd been at least 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was more on the opposite end of that. Like, I only really got into studio work after I started interning, and now at the new studio where Jesse is now a partner. We do a lot more studio work, so I have a lot of fun sort of getting immersed.
Yeah, all of it works.
Words are hard.
European, yeah. Right. Words are really hard. I have a lot of fun getting into that side of things because I was more on the performance end.
Right.
Whereas for Jesse, I think, you know, having been in the studio setting for so long might be.
Yeah, I'm used to a cave and not talking to people ever. So
you know, it's so funny. I was just thinking about that, I think, yesterday. Like, the dichotomy that musicians go through from you are in a small, like, room where there's nobody in the room with you. You're recording all this stuff, usually by yourself. Even if you have a band, everybody's in different chambers of the room. And then you go out and you play to crowds. And it's like you have to turn on these different mindsets of, you know, being able to operate with nobody around versus operating when there's
thousands or hundreds or whatever.
And make them all think that you are there for them.
Yes.
Specifically.
Right.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Yes. Which is
I witnessed that dichotomy a lot. I watched Nashville. I think it's really probably it seems really realistic. It's probably exactly the experience that you guys are having all as
so
musicians.
It looks like your wife has the remote for the TV.
That's a very generalized statement against women.
Why couldn't,
no,
why
it's not. It's your wife has the remote for your television.
It's also true. It's also true.
If you said like Game of Thrones, I would have been like, yes, there's a parallel.
Yeah, I have to watch Star Trek when she's asleep. So
I go through the same thing. It's cool. Nashville is not real life.
Oh, it's not?
No, isn't it like a straight-up documentary on the music industry?
That's what I thought.
Just like, Empire? Yeah.
But you know what was weird? I actually, I was producing an artist in the Village, and T-Bone Burnett was downstairs recording the music from Nashville. And I was like, this is ironic, because the music is in L.A., and it's a show about Nashville.
It's a lie!
Are you familiar with the music of the show at all?
Like, it's country. It's
I mean, do you think it's... I mean, the tunes are actually kind of catchy. Like, I usually don't like country music. When I hear it, I'm like, this is actually kind of good. But I guess maybe they have... I don't know, good people writing the music.
Brian, can I call your wife to get your balls back?
Seriously, I'm like, am I brainwashed? I'm a different person than the last time you saw me, aren't I?
Marriage has made you soft.
I'm starting to see.
You're like, seriously, who cares if I like to wear heels? I mean, seriously. I'm kidding.
Actually,
the music is constructed really well.
Yeah.
And it's really good country pop music.
Right.
Same with the show. What's the hip hop show that's on right now? Empire. Same thing.
Yeah, the album went to number one.
Well, it's not. See, it's everybody thinks it's Timbaland. Uh-oh, he's executive producer. It's another guy. I can't remember his name. He's actually doing all the
work. Some guy who's getting
screwed. And Timbaland puts his name on it.
Isn't
that what
it's the truth. I read it in Rolling Stone, actually. Yeah. There's a new guy that's writing and arranging a lot of that, producing a lot of the tracks. But but I like when there's music shows like that because it actually exposes really polished parts of the art form.
Sure.
So
yeah.
So I didn't mean to make fun of you, Brian. It's just you put yourself out there.
I'm just trying to be real, okay? I'm trying to put myself out there. I talk about my damn lawn and my Nashville.
Hey, be a forefront for the homemaker dad. I like it. Thank you.
I do.
It's a modern man now.
I am the modern man.
Or you could just be the butt of a joke. I'm just kidding.
I'll be both.
No, you're like, and I'll wear it with Brian. No, Nashville's a cool show, and it's not accurate. Same with Empire. Some of it's like, but this ain't completely accurate. But it's drama, and would we like that if you mix it with some music and people will get more into music? Mm-hmm. That's great. Mm-hmm. So what are you guys going to play us next?
We're going to play the title track off of the EP that we released.
Let's do it. What's it called?
It's called In Waves.
In Waves. Here comes Dire Dogs.
Try
and tell me you're a saint tonight.
Hide, hide.
life.
A slow burn fuse from you to life. You're breaking like the tide. And it comes and goes and waits one more. Excuse my misbehavior, but I can't seem to pull away from you. It comes and goes and waves one more. Excuse my saving grace, you've got me caught up in this chase with you, with you, with you. And it comes and goes and waves one more. Excuse to misbehave, but I can't seem to pull away from you. It comes and goes and waves one more. Excuse my saving grace, you got me caught up in this chase with you, with you, with you.
Very nice indeed. Woo! Studio audience loved that.
I loved it as well.
Very poppy.
Yeah, that was great.
Thank you,
man.
Studio
that was
audience.
Really awesome.
Really, really cool.
Wow.
Do you ever listen to the Meat Puppets?
No, I have heard that I should, though.
Really? That's interesting. No, that song, Nirvana covered, God, I can't remember the Meat
Lake
Puppets
of Fire.
Song. Yes. Well, and you win the $1,000 camera.
I didn't even buzz in.
I mean, to be fair,
Lake
you,
of Fire.
To be fair, like, you might not necessarily say that if you heard the way that is on the record, because this is a broken down version of
it. Oh, it's super broken down.
Very
oh.
produced.
Well,
so,
you
yeah,
have a
I
meat
love,
puppet style here, which
version.
Is cool. Yeah, that version
yeah,
is awesome.
That was
got
fantastic.
A live meat puppet?
Yeah, no, they're great. They're great. They're one of the great indie bands
totally.
From the 70s or 80s.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, 80s, yeah.
Something like that. Killing tune. Where can people find you guys? What are your websites oh, yeah. and all that good
That's
stuff?
That's a great question.
I'm right here for
Such
you.
Such a good
Right here for you.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, so our web, we have a website, diredocsmusic.com.
Can you spell that? What is
it? Yeah.
Dired, D-I-R-E. D-O-C-K-S.
Okay.
Music.
Should we ask about the name?
That was where I was going.
Okay. Or, I know. I knew
so it was diredocs.com.
Yes.
Diredocs.
And what is the
Diredocs
name?
Music.com.
Diredocsmusic.com.
Don't go to diredocs.com.
No.
Uh-oh. Don't.
Why?
Don't
what do we find
yeah, what's
there?
That? Yeah. Now I'm going to have to go there.
It's porn. No, it's
oh,
not. It's not.
That happened to me once.
Really?
I went to No, I'm just kidding. not Deer's website. No, but I was at work, and a friend of mine was, we were having a discussion about the band Queen, right?
Yeah.
And I was going to, like, we had some dispute about a song. So I typed, I was like, all right, this was like 10 years ago. And I type in queen.com on the work computer.
As you do.
And it goes to like,
oh, no.
You can imagine. And so, you know, the corporation monitors if somebody in, who works there goes to a weird porn drag queen.
Yeah,
song.
I'm imagining a lot of.
So we got called in. Like, your computer went to this, and we were like, no, we were having a discussion about the band Queen, and we went to queen.com, and it was not the band.
I would have Googled it first.
This was 10 years
innocent
ago.
Innocent mistake.
Yeah,
that's
innocent mistake.
I'm imagining a lot of feather boas and man corsets.
That's pretty much
you're
what
talking about Brian's closet, or?
Hey,
or Freddie Mercury's closet, for that matter.
There you go. Hey,
I'm here all night.
No, the name Dire Docs, what is that? Where does that come from?
Well,
we're sitting around in the backyard of the studio one day brainstorming names.
Yeah, I mean, we realized we kind of had to have one of them. So we were just throwing stuff out. And I threw out that name, and she liked it, and then she asked where that came from. And I had to go through this whole embarrassing thought process.
Let it all out.
Yeah. Which you will go through now.
Let's see. Okay, hang on. Where did
let's
it start?
Go down the rabbit hole.
Let's go down the rabbit hole. Oh, okay. So when I first started getting into Game of Thrones, right, I think I was still in like season one. So House Stark, all for it.
Crazy.
Sigil, Dire Wolf. Dire reminded me of Super Mario 64. There's a level called Die Die Docks.
Sorry, I had to.
This is probably like the nerdiest explanation.
That's cool.
Of a bad name ever. So yeah, I just kind of chopped one of the dyers off of that level and threw it out. Yeah.
Went for it.
And I just thought it sounded cool. I was like, oh, that's nice. It's got a nice.
You should have gone with
8-2.
I like that level. That was from the original Super Mario.
That'd be cool too.
That's gonna be my band name when I band.
Well, I'm waiting.
All right then. Okay then.
And so, where can people hear you play live?
You're gonna have to. Everyone's gonna have to follow us.
You're gonna have to guess
Twitter for that.
Yeah, Twitter.
It's so sporadic.
Scavenger
right now,
hunt.
Yeah.
Right now it is. We're released. It's a little sporadic.
Scavenger hunt clues.
Are you at Dire Docks? Is that
Twitter is at Dire Docks.
Yes.
Instagram is again Dire Docks Music.
Okay. Excellent. Yeah.
That's easy to find.
Yeah. And on the website too, we have
all the links.
We have like links and calendars and all that stuff for wherever we're playing. So if they go to Dire Docks Music, they'll find all.
Excellent. So we don't have to guess where you're playing.
No,
you actually tell us.
We'll tell you. Yeah,
that's great.
You'll let us know.
You guys are going to be big. I'm telling you.
I like it.
With thinking like that,
social media,
thinking like that, very good.
Yeah. And actually, the EP is free on SoundCloud right now.
Yes, because coming here, we thought, let's do like a little radio campaign.
Yeah, let it out. Let's hear the campaign.
How does that happen? How do you sound? What is that?
Yeah, so our SoundCloud is Dire Docks Music, but with dashes in between. But they can also find the links on the website directly to go there. And we've enabled free downloads that are going to be available for 1 week from today. So starting from today on, they're free, and you can download them.
What's the date? Because this is going to air a couple times.
So. Right. Today is the 21st.
Okay. 21st. Yes.
Yes.
So it's going to start 21st. April 28th? Or it's starting right now?
It's starting right now.
Yeah. Start your
engines.
Hurry,
hurry, hurry.
Okay. I'm ready. I wasn't supposed to hit that. I was supposed to do this. Started my engine.
Yeah. So much better.
It was better. More appropriate.
So much better. That made the whole
See,
thing.
See, it was worth the wait.
I bet their thing is downloading like crazy now.
They're not even listening.
That's enough out of you, all right.
And then after this week, it'll be up on Bandcamp, which it'll still be free, but you can give us money if you want to.
Yeah, give them money.
We'll be accepting donations, so to speak.
Yeah.
Ah.
Very good. Yeah, very good. Well, awesome. Dire Docks, thank you guys so much for being guests on
thank
our wonderful
you for having us.
Radio show. You have a good time?
For having us.
Are we your first?
You're
always going to remember us.
Thank you for thank you for being gentle.
Yes.
Well, that was Brian. I was a little rough.
You were very, we were very.
I'm the
respectful.
Good cop. He's the bad cop.
That's true. We are Miami Vice.
I'm Don Johnson.
Well,
obviously,
I guess. So I'm Tubbs.
Yeah.
Well, you're why? Because I'm brown.
Yeah. Well, that was logical.
No, that's true. That's why I said the joke, man. Come on.
No, seriously, we really appreciate you having us on here.
Of course. I was happy to have you guys on. You guys sounded
absolutely
great.
Thank you.
Well, we'll see you guys next week. Wake Up Hollywood. We'll see you next Tuesday. Way to go, Brian. I was setting it up.
Okay.
Just to, you know
like
what? That's it.